Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Good morning and welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall and we're welcoming to the program today 4-H Youth Development with the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service, Whitney Collins. Good morning, Whitney.
Good morning.
Welcome to the program. I hope you're doing well today.
I'm doing great.
Well, it is always a pleasure to talk with you, and we got some really neat stuff to talk about today. Of course, 4-H related, and let's just start in. I want you to tell me how 4-H is helping us to get healthy, Whitney.
All right. Our North Carolina State 4-H Council has decided this year to focus on the fourth H, which is health, as our state project. And so what they have done, they've got our officers together and they've developed a monthly health challenge that we want all 4-H'ers and youth to participate in.
Okay.
So each month, there's a new challenge.
What kind of challenges are we talking about?
They're going to be focused on different stages of health and dietary, physical, mental health. Each one's going to be posted on their 4-H Facebook page, which is North Carolina 4-H, where they'll post it a few days before the month starts with the challenge. For example, November's challenge is to get 8,000 steps each day.
Wow.
So if someone does that and participates, then they can go online and submit their form if they meet that goal, and they'll actually draw for prizes, and they have lots of fun things going on, and you can earn some really cool things.
And I am going to assume that since this is 4-H, this will be done on an honor system, right?
Absolutely. It's okay. An honor system, so adults and volunteers will be, youth will be selected if you put your information in through that form.
Oh, terrific. Our guest is Whitney Collins. Whitney's 4-H Youth Development with the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service. Get healthy with 4-H, what we're talking about. And that's really a good topic, too, because this time of season, we really do need to kind of focus on getting those 8,000 steps a day, because family time, holiday time is here, and don't always do what we're supposed to do on the holidays, do we?
No, it's kind of hard.
Yeah. What can we do this holiday season? We get some ideas about some cool stuff, maybe when the kids are out of school?
I just want to encourage people to spend time with their family this holiday season. Sometimes cooking for family events can be a stressful event. I encourage you to get your kids involved and make it a family affair. I found a really cool website. It's parenting.com with Christmas recipes for kids that are really pretty cool to try out. They had a picky eater pizza, snowman pizza, and some other cool reindeer things that would be really good for you to do with your kids and help them get involved with you with your Christmas preparations.
And that is parenting.com, right?
Yes.
Okay. Whitney, I know it's really never too early to think about this because we always want to plan ahead about it. 4-H camp dates, can we look that far ahead?
Yeah, Surrey County is going to be going to 4-H camp this year at Betsy Jeff's Pen. Mm. And our date that we have is July the 31st through August the 5th of 2016.
All right. And we bring that up now because now is a good time for what?
For Christmas gifts.
Uh-huh.
Yes, absolutely. We think that this would be a great thing for you to purchase for your kids, give it to them for Christmas. We took 8 kids from our county last year that all had a blast. They plan on returning next year. They want to do leadership positions, and they really had a great time. So this would be a great opportunity and a gift for your children.
And it's really kind of neat, too, because you know they're going to get gifts. And then when you have something that you can look forward to, too, for 6 months, you know, and it's almost like getting Christmas again in July, right?
Absolutely, yes. And they'll make memories that they'll never forget.
A little bit about the ages and maybe how you can reserve a spot.
The ages are from 8 to 12 for the traditional camp. And then we do from 12 to 14, they have adventurer and trekker camp where they do a little bit more intense activities such as camping and canoeing and kayaking. So it's available for all ages 8 to 14.
Okay.
In order to reserve your spot, we just need a deposit and a 4-H enrollment form.
Okay.
The camp cost is $420 total, but we do have partial scholarships that are available.
Great. And that cost includes, well, everything, I guess, for the week, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It includes the lodging, meals, all of your activities, a camp store card, and a camp t-shirt, plus your transportation provided through the county.
And the scholarships the applications due when?
We're going to have them due by February 5th of 2016. So just contact me. You can call me here at the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Office to learn more about that application.
Great. Whitney Collins is our guest. She's 4-H Youth Development with the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service. Something else I want to touch on before I let you go today, Whitney, and this has turned out to be a really neat thing, I think, for 4-H, and that's the plant sale. Tell me about plant sale 2016.
Well, we're already beginning to prepare for our plant sale. We know people who participate in this fundraiser really like to get their plant order in early so that we get the best of the best. Mm-hmm. So we already got those dates out there. We're going to be taking orders through February 15th.
Okay.
We're
going
to have a pickup date on Thursday, March 31st. So just in time, right after Easter, to get those plants in the ground.
The pickup location is your office?
Yes.
Okay. Extension office in Dobson.
Yes, and we're going to be sending out those brochures in January. So if you are interested in learning more about this fundraiser, it provides a lot of scholarships to, for instance, the camp, mm-hmm. the 4-H camp that we go to, other summer programs that we do, and conferences that kids earn to be able to go. Those help fund those programs and those scholarships.
Can you give me some sort of example of the different plants that are going to be available?
We're going to have strawberries, some blueberries, all different kinds of trees, muscadine grapes, your blackberries and raspberries, and also some ornamentals and herbs.
Oh, terrific. Always a busy time and a lot of good things going on at 4-H. I really appreciate you spending time with us today. The 4-H Youth Development with the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service. Whitney Collins, thank you very much. I hope you have a happy holiday.
Thank you. You too.
And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today right here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.